From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Two explosions have been reported at a Houston area chemical plant that lost power after flooding from Hurricane Harvey. The Houston Chronicle is reporting that two explosions and black smoke are coming from the Arkema Incorporated plant on Thursday morning. A spokeswoman for the plant in Crosby, Texas, said late Wednesday that the flooded facility had lost power and backup generators amid Harvey flooding, leaving it without refrigeration for chemicals that become volatile as the temperature rises. Meanwhile, thousands of people have been rescued from the raging floods from Houston to eastern Texas, and countless others await the arrival of the military or Good Samaritans to bring them to safety.
We thought we lost him. He went quiet. And so we were screaming and hollering at him. And we really thought we lost him, but he hollered out. He'd grabbed some vines on a tree.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency says it has begun the process of issuing vouchers to get people out of shelters and into hotels. Houston's Mayor Sylvester Turner applauded the federal assistance while urging others in charge to keep the plight of the storm's victims a top priority.
We all have to operate with a strong sense of urgency, not just at the beginning, but all the way through to the end. People are not just going to assess and evaluate us on how we started. People are going to evaluate us on how we ended this.
Meanwhile, monsoons are flooding parts of India this week, adding to the toll of a season that has killed 1,200 people so far across South Asia. A building housing several families collapsed Thursday in Mumbai, killing at least two people and trapping around 30 others following lots of rain. This is VOA News.